I got to read it. I really do want to read it. So I can. I'd love to do an interview about the book specifically.
Good.
So, appreciate you being here.
Yes, sir. Enjoy it. Have a good weekend.
You too.
You too.
You too.
Last hour of news and views coming up.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump calls it a hoax. A Kremlin spokesman calls it paranoia.
House lawmakers were told last week in a classified briefing that Russia wants to see President Trump reelected, with President Putin viewing a Trump administration as more favorable to the Kremlin's interests. Upon learning of that analysis, President Trump reportedly grew angry at his acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, in the Oval Office. The president reportedly concerned that Democrats would use the information against him.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announces a 7-day reduction of violence deal agreed to by the Taliban in Afghanistan.
Pompeo adding that if this step proves successful, a broader U.S.-Taliban peace deal could be signed 1 week tomorrow. That would set up talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government. It could lead to American troop withdrawals.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
I just have to say, based on that news about Afghanistan, that is fantastic news. It's about time we end America's longest war. Get it done, Secretary Pompeo. Get it done, President Trump. Really, it's up to the people in Afghanistan to get that done. Again, want to thank Kim Williams and the whole team over there at Alabama Home Mortgage for being great sponsors here of the program here of News and Views. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, potential first-time home buyer, why not go get pre-approved? Eddie, I know you work on selling and buying homes and working for people here in the real estate market. I mean, how many times have you seen somebody who finds their dream home and they're not pre-approved and they lose it?
More often than I'd like to tell. But I tell people all the time, get your pre-approval letter. It creates so much, just makes the whole process easier. And now, honestly, when I get a contract, Joey, if somebody's buying one of my listings, they'll send me a contract before I even send the contract or open it up. I send them an email back asking for a pre-approval letter.
Well, and I'd imagine it helps. It makes a negotiation seem a bit more serious.
It does.
That you know this person's ready to go.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because there's nothing worse than negotiating a deal only to find out the person wasn't qualified.
So maybe you're going for that first-time mortgage, or say you already have a home. You already have a mortgage, and maybe you had financed it years ago.
Mm-hmm.
90%. Yeah, 90% is the number Kim Williams used to say that 90% of the people that come see her, she's able to save them money, get her, they can get you a lower monthly rate, which saves most people thousands of dollars a year. You can skip a couple of payments.
Yep.
I mean, and either this money's just going to go right back into your pocket, or it helps you lift other financial burdens and debts. Maybe credit card debt's getting out of control. It's a common thing in U.S. of A these days. So, also, if you're a veteran, Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage specialize in helping out veterans in the River Region. They have veterans in their blood, their family members, their friends. So if you are a veteran, you earned these benefits and these VA home loan benefits, Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage can set you up and get you what you need and what you earned. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. More news and views in mere moments.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Definitely feels like February out there today. A chilly day, a breezy day. High temperature up to about 51, but bright sunshine, that helps. Clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 29 by first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, cool sunshine, but a nice day. Saturday's high, upper 50s. Sunday's high in the low 60s. I think we're dry during the day Sunday, but a chance of rain again on Sunday night into Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
7 News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have identified the woman who was killed in a hit and run on Interstate 85 earlier this week. Authorities say 53-year-old Angela Calloway of Titus was killed Sunday on 85 South near Forest Avenue. Police are still looking for the driver who left the scene. The Salvation Army of Montgomery has fallen victim to multiple break-ins since December. There have been 4 break-ins in just the last 2 weeks. Montgomery police are investigating and say they will increase patrols in the area. And the Montgomery County EMA says some homes have been evacuated because of flooding concerns across the area. The EMA surveyed flooding in the Cedar Point neighborhood and on Dozier Road. Officials will monitor these areas as the floodwaters recede. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, Equal Housing Lender.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles at Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our winter sales event going on now. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, laminate, and vinyl plank. Plus, receive 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit and half off any pet pad. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Save thousands during our winter sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet.
Schedule your free pre-measurement today by calling 285-8117 or see them on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program, 272-9228. So as we brought to you at the beginning of the show, and thank you again to Steve Flowers.
That was great.
It was a great conversation. A lot going on with the presidential race as it heats up. A lot going on with these local races.
Yes.
And I think Steve's analysis is spot on. I think Jeff Coleman's going to end up winning.
You really think so?
I do. And I think he's now just starting to answer a lot of these. Well, what's true, the settlement with the Department of Defense, he settled for $5 million after, you know, accusations of $700 million plus and overcharging the Department of Defense.
I will say it speaks volume that they do continue to do business with him.
Right.
That does speak volume. I kind of just wish in his end he would have came out sooner with that, and maybe we could have gotten a little bit more further explanation.
But I also think that, if I'm being the most charitable interpretation of what happened there, is that he's guilty of having a bad incentive structure in his business, and he wasn't on top of it quick enough.
I agree with that. But businesses, that does happen. Wells Fargo. Happen. Let's look at Wells Fargo.
So. It does happen. So we'll see where that goes. I think Tuberville, I just tend to believe Tuberville is so charming.
Me too, man.
He's such a good, genuine person. When you talk to him, you hang out with him. And the fact that he's been really pressing the flesh and doing this bus tour around the entire state, it inoculates him a bit. Not completely, because as Steve and we developed, negative ads do work.
They do work, yeah.
But it inoculates him a bit from negative advertising. Because if you've gotten to know Tommy Tuberville and then you see a negative ad and you go, that's not true.
Right, that's not the Tommy I know.
And it could backfire on the people pushing the negative ads, but that's an interesting angle, that the negative ads are not only coming from who we presume Tuberville was competing with, Bradley Byrne, but Jeff Sessions' campaign is now hitting Tuberville. So that shows Tuberville is rising.
Right, which is, I didn't think about that, but Steve did bring that up, which is a really good analysis of, hey, Tuberville is doing better. You know how I can tell? Because people are coming out against him, and that's good.
There you go. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is East.
Hey, East. How are you?
Look, I enjoyed the last hour. In talking about the Russia thing, every time I hear the media say that Russia is trying to influence the election, and please, I'm not trying to be offensive to my what was the name of that early conservative movement that was so afraid of fluoride? I mean, look, I've enjoyed having my teeth for the last 59 years, you know?
You should be a little more worried about your precious bodily fluid, sir. East, you're fading in and out for some reason.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm way out in the country. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay, great. But I really do. What was it? The Birch Society?
John Birch Society. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and they were, we're all going to, you know, fluoride's going to kill everybody. And we got 310 million people in this nation. And a lot of them, you know, with the exclusion of our meth-consuming friends, have enjoyed some fairly good dental health. And I'm just not worried about Russia. At this point, I'm tired of hearing about it. I don't want to hear anything else about fluoride, and I don't want to hear anything else about Russia. Now I've started a problem, and you're going to get calls about fluoride. But, you know.
No, but as I started at the beginning of the show, when I read this headline from both the New York Times and the Washington Post that Russia is going to intervene in the 2020 election again, and you read through these entire stories, they don't say how. They don't say what they're doing.
They're just hollering wolf. That's all they're doing. They're crying wolf.
Man. And, of course, they take the Russians' denial of this as proof positive that they are doing it.
Yeah, it to me, it's kind of like those cable shows, you know, Ghost Hunters, Search for the Treasure of Oak Island.
Yeah.
Search for Bigfoot. Propagating these things.
Right. So, we'll see where it goes, but I just also, this is coming from the intelligence community that did push a lot of the weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
I'm not talking about defunct mass destruction weapons programs. Yeah, there were whole caches of mustard gas and stuff, but we knew that after the first Gulf War.
Right.
These are the same folks that have been pushing so many different theories that turned out to be wrong, and they're the same folks that lied to us about how far our surveillance programs were going.
Yes. They continue to lie to us.
Right. And then, in fact, they abuse these programs, which seems very clear now. And I think John Durham is going to get to the bottom of it. I just don't buy it, especially when they're not giving any specifics.
Right.
No, your analysis is spot on. Thanks for a good show.
Hey, take it easy, East.
272-9228. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, this is Ritz.
Hey, Ritz, how are you?
All right, buddy. I just want to compliment you. First of all, yesterday's show was awesome.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, between you and Jack, tag-teaming your guests with questions and stuff, it was absolutely amazing. You just really left no stone unturned.
Yeah, the Young Bucks have nothing on us.
No.
Yeah, but the reason I called, Joey, is I want to make a comment about Jeff Coleman's candidacy.
Okay.
One thing that he didn't address in his latest ad is that, you know, he was only fined a very tiny portion of what was stolen from the government, the taxpayers, us. And the reason that he was only fined $5 million was because the prosecutor, the government, did not want to cause his company to go into bankruptcy and throw over 2,000 people out of the job.
Too big to
fail.
That
is the only reason. That is the only reason. Now, also, you probably have to remember this, too, that he has a network of transportation that they couldn't do without, also, to move their employees, the military, to foreign bases. They have, you know, a network in Europe or whatever, Germany or wherever the bases are, because I've heard him mention it, him going overseas in his ad. So they're set up over there, and probably they don't have anybody to replace them quickly enough if they were to put them out of business. Now, that being said, you know, that's just about the corruption of this man's company. Now, let's talk about if he gets elected. Do you realize, because he has contracts with the government, that he has to recuse himself and he can't vote on anything or have anything to do with the most important part of Alabama's economy, and that is our military?
Right.
So why would we want to put somebody in there that can't help us support our military bases in our state?
The extra question I would ask is, because of this contract, can he not vote on anything to do with the Armed Services Committee, or is it only a recusal on those particular bids?
I would suspect he can't do anything to do with,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Kind of the question I would ask.
I don't think he could do anything with the bidding on those particular things, but if he did with the others, if there's any kind of controversy, somebody would just have to call him out on, hey, I believe this is a conflict of interest, and he'd have to back out at that point.
Well, I just fail to see what he has done to deserve that great honor to represent me.
Now, that I agree.
And, I really can't see it. And basically what he's doing to Alabamians is what Bloomberg is doing to this country. He's trying to buy that elective office with all the money he's pouring into these fancy ads.
Tis true.
So I hope everybody keeps that in mind, too. That's how repugnant his candidacy is. He's trying to buy a seat. And I absolutely refuse to support that.
Who do you like in the race?
Well, I met a young lady last night at a meeting, and I'm trying to remember her name. I didn't even know she was running. Can you think of a name?
Terry Hasdorf?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm very impressed with Terry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's who I'm supporting.
Okay.
All right.
She has no baggage. She has the qualifications. She's very sincere. And I think she would do an outstanding job for us. Outstanding. And I didn't even know she was running. So, you know, I hope she gets her name out there and gets the support she needs to at least get in a runoff so she can really showcase her abilities and go up to Washington, D.C. and represent us, because I think she would be a good addition to the Alabama contingent.
Yeah, I've described Terry as the adult in the room. I think her experience, having worked up there with the whole Newt Gingrich wave of Republicans in the 90s of fixing things up and tightening things up there, saving the taxpayer a lot of money, is just proof positive of how good she would be.
Yeah. And you know, plus, How could I, in clear conscience, send a candidate to Washington, D.C. to represent me and fellow Alabamians that before they leave the state, they have all this baggage hanging around their neck?
Right. Yeah.
And it makes them suspect on who they're actually going to represent when they get up there.
Yep.
I want somebody to represent me, not somebody else or whoever they're obligated to or their special interest. I want somebody to represent me. I think that's what the whole idea is, sending somebody up there. And that's why the term is only 2 years, because if they fail to do what they promised, we can flush them down the toilet and get a new one.
I agree with that.
Well, and who knows if this district will be around in 2 years.
That is the scary part. That's, right. We discussed that last night. It's, mm-hmm. I'd like to, now that you mention that, I'd like to remind everybody to make sure they please participate in this census, so we can get our numbers up high enough to justify that seat.
Yeah.
Because we really need it.
Participate early and often.
There you go.
There you go, friend.
Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, guys.
Take care.
272-9228. Let's see who this is on line one. You're on there. Who's this? Welcome to News and Views.
Hey, this is Tom.
Hey, Tom. Hey, how Tom. Are you?
Quick question for you. You probably discussed this and I missed it, but what's the consensus on Amendment 1?
Generally, I'm personally say no, and it's not because I'm all like, oh, I love that our state board of education is elected. I just don't think turning it to an appointed board actually will make much of a difference in education outcomes. So generally, because I think it's vague and won't do much, I'm going to be a no. But then there are a lot of folks who really hate the idea of taking away their right to vote for their state education board members.
Me too, because what if I give enough money to the governor's campaign, all of a sudden, da-da-da, who's right. on the education?
So I've heard mostly no on this.
I don't think it's a good idea at all.
All right. I appreciate the input.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
272-9228. More news and views when we come back. Coming up, I want to talk about this medical marijuana bill that it's making its way through the state legislature slowly but surely. And we actually know some folks who have been advocating for this with a very important reason why, having to do with their children, helping their children. Actually, some of you know Christy.
Christy Kane. She's an amazing woman. She's got a great family. Her husband, John, incredible guy. And she does have a special needs son, Hardy. And Hardy is one of the greatest people you ever meet in your life, man.
And that's part of the reason why this bill, medical marijuana bill, passed out of committee. We'll get into that. Bring you the news. 272-9228. More news and views after this.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Goodbye, overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo, clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios, high-interest card I should not have opened. Farewell, hardware store card. See you
later. Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local, think Guardian. Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
ever work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down. And your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. 272-9228 if you want to join the conversation. This is such a classic.
It is.
It's one of those songs, too, that, you know, could be like an old, you know, it's got that old spiritual feel to it.
It does.
You know?
It's, what was his name? He used to have the show back in the day.
Lawrence Welk.
Lawrence Welk. I used to watch that with my great-grandmother and the Bubble Machine.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Now, this is something I've been following and behind the scenes, but a bill to allow medical medical cannabis, as I would say, in Alabama cleared its first hurdle on this week on Wednesday, after the Senate Judiciary Committee voted to send it to the full Senate body. The bill, sponsored by Senator Tim Melson from Florence, he's Republican, passed the committee to 8-1. That's a very promising vote right there.
Yes.
Senator Larry Stutz of Sheffield, Alabama, voted no. Senator Sam Givhan of Huntsville abstained. I know some people who are worried send a bad signal to the children, Melson said before the start of a 90-minute hearing before the committee. I think it sends a better signal that we're willing to treat a condition where nothing else has worked. Under Melson's bill, medical cannabis would be available to anyone 19 years or older who a physician certifies as having a qualified medical condition by a physician. Patients 18 or younger would need a parent or guardian to administer cannabis. The patient would have to apply for a medical cannabis card, which would cost no more than $65. The bill would also create an Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission, which would oversee a patient registry and license medical cannabis facilities in the state. The Department of Agriculture and Industries would develop rules on the cultivation of marijuana in Alabama. The bill requires cultivators to have resided in the state for at least 8 years. Conditions covered under the bill include anxiety, autism, cancer-related illnesses, Crohn's disease, epilepsy, fibromyalgia, HIV, AIDS-related nausea or weight loss, post-traumatic stress disorder, sleep disorders, Tourette's syndrome, and conditions causing chronic or intractable pain. Honestly, some people look at 15 and say, really, that one, Melson said during the hearing? That's because they don't have it or don't know the literature.
Right.
There are certain, and also this is something that I think really goes understated. I'm trying to put this mildly, folks, because this is not about full recreational marijuana. I don't even believe this medical cannabis bill allows for any sort of smoking delivery or vaping delivery. It would be and not even like edibles as you've come to know them. There would be gummies, but it would be also like pills or tinctures, these sorts of things.
Right.
Different ways to administer it. The bill would forbid smoking, vaping, or consuming medical cannabis in baked or infused products. Patients would be able to consume, here's the actual list, as a tablet, an oil, or an inhaler, or glycerin. I probably said that wrong. Tim Morris, a retired mechanic who testified at a meeting last year about his use of marijuana to manage pain, said Wednesday the method of delivery mattered less to him than having access. Exactly.
It does. You know, and Joe, you and I have talked about this several times. But one of my biggest things is if it's medical, and I do know someone, Christy, I know her very well, and her situation. If you felt like your son or daughter benefited from this, would you not fight with everything you got, tooth and nail?
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Now, in 2014, the Alabama legislature approved Carley's Law, authorizing studies of CBD and their impact on children suffering from seizures. Mm-hmm. The lead investigator in the trial said in 2018 that there had been a highly significant reduction in seizures for children given CBD. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's been proven all around the country. Somebody you know personally, Eddie, Christy Kane, whose son suffers from seizures, said that Carley's Law and the 2016 follow-up Lenny's Law were not enough. And they're not. I know people, through a few connections who had to move out.
Yep.
Who were what some are calling medical refugees, who weren't able to get access to the trials that set up in these earlier laws. Christy Kane went on. She urged the committee not to turn her family into these medical refugees. The gains her son had seen, she said, were real. Quote, within weeks of beginning cannabis, we saw improvement in cognitive function and alertness. By the fourth month, our boy was back. The fog was dissipating, and we couldn't be more excited. Here's my bottom line on this. In many cases, I think across the board, I can say without being contradicted here or being wrong about this, if cannabis, whether low-level THC or sometimes there is a synergistic effect of the cannabinoids with the THC that can help with pain relief and other issues, if it can solve your problem and do it in a less invasive way that has less side effects and long-term effects on the body, especially when you're talking about young children, why not do this? Wouldn't you rather somebody take, say, cannabis instead of opioids that are actually killing? That was one of the most baffling things from the Attorney General of the state, Steve Marshall. He said it almost in his brief, which I think the concerns about state and federal disparities in the law is an interesting one, and we should talk about that.
Sure.
And banking rules and whatnot. But when he said almost as a bad thing, people are going off of opioids and going on cannabis, that's a good thing.
Isn't that much like going from your cigarettes to when you're trying to get off cigarettes, you go to the patch and all these other
things? Or go to these nicotine lozenges I'm using right now.
And so you're making a conscious effort.
Yes. Right. And if you have real pain, you do need people to be treated. But opioids are killing people, folks.
Yes.
Cannabis on its own is not killing people.
Have you ever heard of anyone ODing with cannabis?
No, not chemically ODing. Right. I've heard of crazy stories where somebody's dumb and they fall off a balcony or they go operate heavy machinery or vehicle. But
medical, where in Christy's case and so many other people's cases, this is something they're doing for their children or their parents. You know, you remember Dan Atkinson? I believe his wife spoke as well during his last few days here. He had Parkinson's real bad, and she was speaking to the benefits of that too. So,
yes, Cynthia Atkinson.
Right. It doesn't just happen, you know, to people that you don't know. These are people we know. These are people in our community.
Yeah. She said her husband's, her now deceased husband's pain from Parkinson's disease eased when they applied medical marijuana patches to his legs during a trip to Colorado in 2015. She said, quote, while it may not be a cure-all, why would we not allow people the option of something safer than opioids or chemicals?
Thank you.
Exactly the point I'm making. And I just, it frustrates me because y'all all know how I feel about government in general. And it frustrates me that the what is propaganda out of, you know, I'm not questioning people's motives. I'm not questioning, you know, people in that regard. But I think a generation of propaganda has led people to wrongfully consider everything about this stuff and about this plant and what it can provide wrongly. And it's shut off and closed off what could have been much earlier, much, much earlier treatments that are less invasive and, heck, less expensive. So I hope this continues in the Senate. We got to hit a quick break here. Those on the phone, hold your positions. 272-9228. This part of the program, folks, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers.
Yes.
Located at 6948 Vaughn Road. If you're going east on Vaughn, right when you cross Bell Road, there is Heirloom Jewelers on your right. I really want to encourage you folks today, call 260-0066 and set up an appointment with True Booth, the owner and proprietor over there at Heirloom Jewelers. He is trained at the Gemological Institute of America, and he's been buying jewelry off of folks here in the River Region like gangbusters. And folks, Troop actually got in touch with me today. He reminded me, gold just hit a new record. It's really going up. So if you've got old jewelry laying around, especially gold jewelry, call Troop Booth at 260-0066. Set up an appointment. Bring in your jewelry. It'll usually be in the morning. He'll evaluate your jewelry and give you a price. If you agree upon it, you get paid right then and there. And also, of course, if you're looking for an unexpected gift at an unexpected time, a unique one-of-a-kind gift, go by Heirloom Jewelers and buy a fine antique piece of jewelry for your significant other. Heirloom Jewelers, again, 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery, Alabama, 260-0066. Thank you to Troop Booth, the whole team over there at Heirloom Jewelers, for being sponsors of News and Views. More News and Views when we come back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's time for the 2020 Home Building and Remodeling Expo, brought to you by the Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association, February 21st through the 23rd at the Montgomery Multiplex at Crampton Bowl. Find new ideas and new concepts for your home. Find the perfect vendor for your home building and remodeling project and see Sean O'Neill, Fox TV's Master Chef winner. For more information and money-saving coupons, log on to gmhba.org or call the GMHBA office at 334-277-7766.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Definitely feels like February out there today. A chilly day, a breezy day. High temperature up to about 51, but bright sunshine, that helps. Clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 29 by first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, cool sunshine, but a nice day. Saturday's high, upper 50s. Sunday's high in the low 60s. I think we're dry during the day Sunday, but a chance of rain again on Sunday night into Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark, your host. Alongside me this morning, thank you for Eddie Bader.
Good to be here, Joey.
Coming in, Jack Campbell feeling under the weather this morning, called me.
You know, I heard a dirty rumor earlier about why Jack's under the weather.
Yeah, don't share that. 272-9228. No, we were just talking about the medical cannabis bill that just passed out of Senate committee this week.
Yep.
One of the people mentioned and who testified there is Christy Kane. She joins us now on the phone. Hey, Christy, how are you this morning?
Hey, Joey. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, Christy, how are you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Pretty good.
Very good. Now, how do you think this will go moving forward with the rest of the legislature? I'm sure you've talked to a lot of the folks there.
Yes. So we have a pretty good feeling in the Senate that it will pass out of the Senate. I think it'll be a little bit more of a struggle in the House, but I'm here for it.
What are some of the concerns and reservations people still have?
I think, like you mentioned earlier, I think a lot of them are concerned about the recreational part of it, but or that this may... I know some legislators have mentioned in the past that this is just a stepping stone, that we will come back and ask for more later that would include recreational. I will tell you, that is not my intention. Right. I don't think a law is needed to give anyone the access for recreational. I think you can already do that with, you know, people are going to do that regardless of a law. I mean, yep. They do it now. That's not my intent at all. I am here for access for my son. We have tried traditional medicine for years. We have tried multiple combinations of different drugs, particularly benzos, which are a lot like opioids in that they're very addicting. Yeah. We've tried those. They didn't work for Hardy. I mean, we gave it a good faith effort. And we just feel like we need the ability to choose an alternative. And we know from research that we've done and from other families that we've talked to, actual growers that we've talked to that produce the oil that actually Hardy uses, that it works. We've seen a change in Hardy. And we know that there's other things out there, other parts of the cannabis that we can use for Hardy. That could potentially make him seizure-free, and that's our ultimate goal.
Amen. Now, if you don't mind me asking, what is the underlying ailment that causes the seizure for Hardy?
So Hardy has actually is a rare chromosome abnormality. Hmm. And when I say rare, the numbers are 1 in 600,000 births. So It's extremely rare. I think according to NIH, there are about 300 in the world that are diagnosed.
Wow. My goodness.
So it's a developmental delay. He has a global developmental delay. But secondary, he also has, I know I mentioned in my speech on Wednesday, he's always had GI concerns. He was diagnosed with epilepsy just before he turned 3.
Oh.
And then, you know, just various challenges that he faces. And so not only has the cannabis helped with his seizures, but also other areas, including development, as I mentioned, cognitive development, and his GI concerns. So it's not just one particular issue that we're really after. It's actually helping him in many areas.
Well, and, you know, I've been forthright on these airwaves that the general topic of marijuana, of cannabis, I think the prohibition has failed. But I really want to move that all to the side. Whatever is necessary to help people like your son, Hardy, and anybody else, I think that is too important for other concerns to be brought up. And
I agree.
Christy, I want to just say on air, I would love to have you in studio sometime soon, maybe next week or 2 weeks from now, depending on what's going on with the legislative calendar. And and tell your story in full and the full reality of this, because I think
certainly
that's it's a story that needs to be heard.
Yep.
Sure, I'd love to.
Now, Christy, what are some other ways people can get some information about Hardy's condition and the information on the medical marijuana bill? What's the best way?
I would say a good place to follow for information actually is Lenny's Law. Lenny's mom. Yeah, Lenny's Law. You can follow them on Facebook. Lenny's mom, they actually are like medical refugees. They have moved in order to get Lenny access more cannabis products.
Mm-hmm.
But you can follow her. Her mom does a really good job of staying informed, not just here locally in the state, but actually across the country. But she is a really good wealth of information. And I would just urge anyone that is for this, that wants to support it, to reach out to your legislators and let them know. Let them know your story and why it matters to you, because that's what it's going to take to get it passed.
Well, Christy, I appreciate you calling today, and I'll be in touch about you coming in studio.
Sounds good. Y'all have a good day.
You take too. Take care, Christy.
Let's go to the phones. Talk to Keith. Keith, welcome to the program.
Hey, Keith, how you doing, bud?
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
Good. On this issue of the medical marijuana, I would just advise extreme caution to the legislators. I'm not insensitive to the needs like Christy's call and those that have serious health issues that have only been able to find relief through cannabis. But I'm also would ask them to pay close attention to other states. For example, Colorado, that got the medical marijuana passed and then very quickly sprinted to leisure use of marijuana. And it's been a train wreck for Colorado.
How's it been a train wreck?
Because of the abuses, because of the poor work performance, because of it getting into candies, brownies, that kids have overdosed on it. It's been very poorly managed. No. They did not have all of the details worked out before they rushed to approve it.
What's the source for your information? I'm not denying that it's true. I'm just asking the source.
Well, from news stories, you know, I would defer to Becky Gerritsen. She's done far more research into this than I have.
I'm glad you brought up Becky Gerritsen, because she was down there the other day with Christy to speak basically against Christy's thoughts, and she chose not to speak.
Hmm.
Ironically enough, she put somebody up
in her place, and I'm kind of always wondering why that was the case. If she was so passionate about it, why not put her face on the mic, but instead she got somebody else to? So
I don't know. I can't speak for why she did or didn't. But I do know she has a wealth of information on the dangers and what has happened. She also lived in Colorado, as did I. I was out there from 93 to 2000, and every year they were trying to get this passed, and every year it failed until finally it passed the medical marijuana, and then it jumped fast to the leisure use.
And then
shops opened up everywhere.
And it was done by a popular vote, right? A referendum?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. But they just would not stop until they got it passed. And it took years and years and years before they finally did.
Now that it's been in law for several years, is there much of a pushback to get the law back overturned?
That I don't know. I don't know if there's been any voter referendums trying to do that or not. I really haven't followed it that closely, but...
I'm all for open debate discussion, so I really appreciate your call. As I said to Christy, yeah. I've been open on these airwaves that I think the prohibition on cannabis marijuana in general has failed. So my focus is more on the legal regime that is prohibition has not been effective. And I've talked to Becky actually off air last time she was here in the studio about my views, but I don't want to ever my views on that to betray the cause Christy and them are working for, and I see you raising that concern. So I kind of want to table that.
I just hope the legislators really iron out all of the minutia before they would ever
I agree with you 100% on that.
That is certainly that's true on any issue, with especially with the legislators. I got to run. I appreciate the call. Okay.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you, guys.
272-9228. More news and views when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
In the race for U.S. Senate, it might shock you to know that Senate candidate Tommy Tuberville is for amnesty for illegal aliens. It's shocking, but true. Just listen to his own words.
There are people coming across the border that need jobs, and we want them to come over here. We just need to know who's here. But then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Give them jobs? Let them become citizens? That would mean taking jobs from you and giving them to people here illegally. Listen again.
There are people coming across the border that need jobs, and we want them to come over here. We just need those here.
And once they're here, Tuberville wants to give them amnesty.
Then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Those are Tommy Tuberville's own words.
Then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Tommy said it, and he can't deny it. He backs amnesty for illegals and wants to give them jobs. Tuberville puts them ahead of you.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon on a Friday. This hour, this part of the program, brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Just hold your horses, Eddie. I know there's not much time left. Jenkins Tire and Automotive, located at 38 East Jefferson Street in downtown Montgomery. They're about 2-3 blocks from the Alley Station. Whether you're looking for a regular oil change or get your tires checked, replace that air filter, or you're looking for bigger jobs to be done to your everyday vehicle, like an air conditioning repair or transmission repair, which never touch the transmission.
No.
Unless you're a technician who's ASE certified like they
like
are
they
over
have
there.
Down at Jenkins, right?
Yeah, that's why so many people are thinking Jenkins. Call and make an appointment today so it's very smoothly and you can get the job done quickly. 265-0792, 265-0792. You can also go to their website, make an appointment, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. And if you have an outdoor vehicle, like a four-wheeler, side-by-side, a tractor, Jenkins Tire and Automotive will come to you with a service truck and visit you on location so you don't have to bring those outdoor vehicles into
even
town.
Even on cold days like today.
Indeed, indeed. Jenkins Tire and Automotive, great sponsors here of News and Views. Check them out and be sure to tell them that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. Very quickly, let's go to Steve. Steve, we only really have like 30 seconds left, but I apologize for that.
Okay, well, we'll see if we can get it done. Look, I've got a brother, 68, lived in Colorado since 74. He's got two sons. They say people come out there from that were going to Harvard, and next thing you know, they're living in the parks and they're living to get high. Now, the miracle marijuana that they're trying to get passed in Alabama, does it contain THC or not?
Yes, it would.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
it would not be, but it would not allow smokable products, vaping products, or edibles like you see in Colorado. It would have to be tablets or tinctures, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I've been listening, but wherever it comes from, where the marijuana comes from, you know some of that will be leached into the black market. I mean, there's no stopping that.
But it's happening now. That's happening now.
Yeah, and so you ask dealers in Colorado, hey, what has legalization done to you? And they say, hey, it's made business better for us. So, I mean, you know, I think I don't.